Hi, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden here for the Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up. We're going to have a great show. We should have a lot of, we have a great guest at 3:30, Randy Corporan
coming up. Yeah.
And what else, Julie? We got,
you know, going. Okay. So we want to talk about the Oscars, first of all, and not just the dresses. Also, we've got the Trump campaign, the Trump White House, that is, getting rid of some of the resistance people. If you would think that, I don't know what, that he was like, I don't know, bombing orphans or something like that, the way the mainstream media is reacting to that. Want to talk about some stuff going on here in Denver. The ICE, through the Department of Justice, you'd think this would be a no-brainer, right? So we've got criminal aliens who have been held and they've been deported multiple times, arrested and being jailed in Denver for things like sex assault, vehicular homicide. Then they get out on bond. When they post bond, that's a whole different topic. But ICE simply says to the Denver Sheriff's Department, hey, can you let us know when these guys are coming out and where they live and what your information is? And the city of Denver says, nope, we're a sanctuary city. We want criminals on our street. We don't want them off a street. We'll talk about that. Another bill coming up in the state legislature here in Colorado, but if it's in Colorado, it's coming to every other state too. We talked a little bit about this, about preventing, I guess, giving parents the rights to control their child's bodies as opposed to just letting them.
Teachers.
As opposed to teachers and people like that.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood controlling.
And then Randy Corporan want to talk about, we're going to be at the Arapahoe County Tea Party Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8:30. He runs that whole show. He can talk about that.
Come on by. Don't have to be from Arapahoe County. Happy to have anybody and everybody there.
Right. And we're getting ourselves organized, believe it or not. And the folks at BBS Radio have been amazing about this. So if you want to listen to us, there's one place that's sort of one-stop shopping, chuckandjulie.com. You can go there. You can click to listen live, although the live broadcast doesn't start till 3:00. So just if you go there at like 5 till, it won't be up yet, but you can click on it and you'll see our little logo up there. You can go there for all of our archives. You can also go to bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show. And on BBS Radio, say if you want to listen on iHeart or Spreaker or any of those other places, there are links there as well. And I've had some people say, hey, they want to listen to us when they're walking. Well, again, you can go to chuckandjulie.com or bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show, and they'll be able to get you to however you want to listen. There's only like a million ways.
But we're going to try to get up a little thing on the website that explains all the different ways.
And this is true. To this time, Doug and Don at BBS are amazing. They also were on Alexa. Right. So if you want, you could say, Alexa, play Chuck and Julie or Truth Straight Up. So and hopefully that won't get you in trouble with the FBI. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. You can call anytime. Love your calls. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
All right.
Well, let's go to the Oscars. Julie wanted to turn them on early because she wanted to watch the dresses.
Yeah.
What did you think of the black guy with the dress?
He's
one of the presenters. He had a pretty good dress.
He does that.
I don't think, why should we have women in dresses? Why not just get rid of the generic women and just have transgender ones? I think it'd be fair.
Well, maybe it was like a kilt kind of thing.
No.
I don't know. That didn't bother me.
Well, no, it didn't.
He does that every year.
Well, I think she replaced the genetic females. We don't need them there. We have some nice transgender guys. And just get rid of the females.
I don't think he was transgender. I think he just wears a dress.
He's
just a guy wearing a dress, like a Scottish guy, only not.
You see, you don't even know the terminology. Transgender doesn't have to mean it's an operation or anything else.
He just wants to wear a dress.
He just wants to wear a dress. And like, it covers, you've got to get more with it.
I know, so should I be concerned? If you see Chuck next week in a dress on the show.
Look very good.
Although, here's the thing. This is totally apropos of nothing. If you're a guy, I think if women have to shave their legs to be to wear a dress, I think a guy should have to shave his legs to wear a dress.
Women
too.
Don't. I went to school in Spain. Some of them didn't.
I know, shave not everybody. I know that was apropos of nothing.
Once again, not an international, not broad enough.
No. Just my whole Julie from Woodstock.
Woodstock,
Illinois,
yeah.
Denver, Colorado, where people. I remember again, and we're going to get into the substance of the show, having a conversation with my sister. Whose daughter was reaching, she was like, I don't know, in middle school and having this, and this is a thing that women deal with that men don't. But it's like, when is too young to start shaving your legs? When is too old? And I said, you want to be comfortably, this is my thing on like all things adolescence, comfortably in the middle for the most part.
Yeah, I remember an old girlfriend is very nice and very attractive.
Wait,
but she
we talk about old girlfriends on this show.
No,
is it just me?
Your ex-husband. But she used to just shave where she had stockings, right? I mean,
right.
All the way. And I suggested she might want to do that. I almost did not make it through that night.
That was a good thing. That was a good thing before the Me Too movement. Anyway, you can weigh in on that if you want. 888-627-6008. Or what do you think of the Oscars? I like Brad Pitt. He's great in Gladiator, and for that, I'll cut him a lot of slack. But I don't know. What does he have to joke about, John
Brad
Bolton?
Brad Pitt was not in Gladiator.
Not Gladiator. Troy. I get him confused. He was in Troy. At any rate, Brad Pitt.
Okay. All right.
Brad Pitt, my point is.
The point is.
I can forgive Brad Pitt a lot of stuff, right? But that was a stupid speech. Like anyone, number one, I'm going to submit to you right now, because I was reading a thing. A lot of those actors have their speeches written by, go figure, a company made up of a bunch of former Clinton people, right? So my guess would be, if you were to walk up to Brad Pitt on the street 2 days before the Oscars and say, who's John Bolton? He would have been like.
I think he.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, at least he's vaguely masculine. You know, he's kind of full of himself and everything else. Joaquin Phoenix, who really deserved the Best Actor Award, absolutely, gave the most rambling, pathetic. I mean, heartfelt.
Seems sincere, but
it was. I mean, you know, he just went after.
I guess
people
we're not supposed
milk.
To drink milk.
No,
yeah.
Drinking milk. We got it all sentient beings, which you know. From a very tender way, I guess. You know, he's crazy. He went against cancel culture. Yay! He went after the cancel culture, which is good. Not very long, for maybe 2 seconds, but at least somebody. And of the whole night, the only one that was, I would say, even any appeal to Mid-America was Renee Zellweger, who thanks the servicemen, the first responders.
She probably didn't mean to. I think she was trying to be progressive. I don't know.
No, I don't think she was trying to be progressive. No, you know, there's lots of ways. All the rest of the night, for the other 330 minutes of the show, you'd have to find, if you want to be progressive, you're progressive.
I do think that was an incredibly boring opening thing. I guess it was all right.
Yeah,
well, you know, it went back to what it used to be, which is a variety show, which is boring, and I think it's doomed it. I just don't think, you know, people my daughter's age, she's a millennial in her mid-30s, she would never watch that show. We were only watching it just to see if they were going to get political, right? And so,
I don't know why we're watching it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it was vaguely interesting. I mean, they had one on Breitbart. They had one part that was women.
That was a little bit
about
that.
Just then, they brought some gay white guys in Bernie Toplin and the Rocket Man. So that was, you know, that was a little kind of broadening it out a little bit. So that was fun.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The Oscars are stuck as they always have been. The problem is the movies that the critics like and that the actors like. By the way, I think it's interesting, and I predicted this, Netflix would get shut out, the Netflix movies, because
didn't
I think
get totally shut out. Well, they had the Obama thing. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, they had
always
to give it to
the Obamas. If you're doing a pool or something, always bet
on the Obamas. There you go. But I think if you're a movie star and a movie production company, you're not really, you know, and you know, you show movies in theaters, you don't like Netflix. That's undermining
your. They don't care. Just run them a check.
Money is money. But either way, I think the movies that actually make money, the movies that real people go to see are hardly ever nominated for the Oscars.
What do you mean?
And I think that's
the Joker went over $1 billion, the highest R-rated movie in the history of cinema, and it won an award for
but some of the others, I mean, we watched Ford versus Ferrari. That was good, but you didn't see the Star Wars one wasn't in there.
Oh God, it stunk.
Right? You didn't see, never ever do you see Fast and Furious.
I don't understand why.
I know.
And that's just such great
hey,
cinema.
It is good. You've never
watched
it.
We have to have the Julie Awards, you know, where every really bad film could compete.
So we watched Parasite, or sorry, should we read Parasite? You were on your computer. We Googled the end and then we quit watching it.
Excellent movie. It had subtitles. Okay. It's subtitles, which drives Julie nuts for some reason. I mean, once you read them, you get used to it. It was a very good movie. I mean, it's amazing that Hollywood could spend billions and then end up having a South Korean movie with everything. The director, Bong Joon-ho, he's an engaging guy, and thank God they got somebody engaging, because he went up there 4 or 5, you know, best director, best script, best everything else.
I bet the interpreter was wishing she bought a better dress.
Well, she wanted to be paid more. I didn't know I was going up there 4 times. That's 4
yeah,
times.
Yeah, really, I get to be
whatever
paid more.
But it's a good movie, and so at least it wasn't a bad movie, but only, I think it sold 33 million in the United States, which means not many people saw it.
I'm just going to say, Jane Fonda, though, apparently.
Oh, that was great. Finally, Jane gets
her due. She looked good.
Excellent.
She was green because?
Because she wanted to. She wore the same dress she ran at Wear Cons in 92.
So that's
the climate.
Now, I don't know how she got there or how she got to other places going. It's kind
carbon
of like
offsets.
Carbon offsets. Which is like if you're Catholic, it's like, you know, when you pay.
Indulgences.
You can pay for your sins.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right. The poor people can't, but the
rich people can. Harry and Meghan, they flew back and forth for their half million dollar speech. So you had that going on.
I went on Greta Thunberg, but she wasn't there. Because it takes too long.
It takes too long to come across on the boat. We got some texts coming in. Oh, Anil is listening. Thank you, Anil. One of the other things we wanted to talk, and you can weigh in on the Oscars if you want. 888.
Well, I just want to go one more thing. The ratings were 23.6 million people. Now, it used to be just 10 years ago.
We have more people listening on Facebook Live.
That's right. It used to have like the low 40s. So it's really sucking. And if that was the show, then it wasn't too awful, but you do kind of get over the endless politicalization, the climate change, and then whoever the idiot is from the movie production thing said, this is, you know, the Tugawaga land. This is
LA, then give it back, right? If you're LA, all you developers in LA, give it back, okay? If you're also bent out of shape about it.
Well, Indians are humans, like anybody else. You know, they conquer a land by killing everybody.
I mean, there might have been somebody there before them.
Well, of course there was somebody before them. 10 years before that, they just slaughtered each other to figure out. I mean, human beings, just because they have white pigment doesn't make them any less or more violent and awful.
And here's the kind of transition to what we wanted to talk about, too, in politics. I think all of this, and look at the low ratings, right, and the stupid things they say, and the fact that no one cares, and all anyone does is lambast them for saying stupid things. I think that shows that middle America, the vast majority of Americans, are just sick of people virtue signaling and cancel culturing and just telling all the rest of us what we should do. No one, I guarantee it. Now, I bet even Angelina Jolie does not want to hear what Brad Pitt has to say about John Bolton, right? I mean, no one wants to hear that. And I'm sorry, if I had wanted to hear what Joaquin Phoenix had to say about the world, I certainly didn't after he started rambling. You're kind of like, okay, he wants to get rid of cows, and I mean, it's like
sentient beings.
You know, I don't know. I get that, but I think though that the lack of ratings and all of that shows people want to hear.
I've got a suggestion. If they want great ratings next year, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
And bring him in and give another one.
He's the one to lambast him. That's right.
Oh, man. Everybody'd watch.
Well, and speaking of videos, have you guys seen on the internet? It's all over the place. And I'm going to say it might be a little bit of fake news, but it's still fun to watch. Elizabeth Warren in a Denny's or something like that in New Hampshire. Yeah, have you seen that? Where she's trying to talk to people and people are like,
I'm eating. Get away from me.
Who is this person with these camera crews?
Yeah, go away.
Now, here's the thing. I have done a bazillion live shots like that when I was in TV. Mm-hmm. You set that up beforehand. I'm just telling you right now. If her campaign hasn't figured that out, you go find a group of people and you say, if you don't plant them there to begin with, you at the very least go up to them and say, hey, we're going to come in here and be taking pictures. And are you willing to talk to us? It's extremely embarrassing.
Watch this tomorrow. They don't have time.
So poor Elizabeth Warren. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, they have once again people like thousands, literally tens of thousands lining up in the rain. Right, I think it's because he's got another rally today.
Yeah, but Buttigieg got 1,800. That's more important.
Well,
the Buddha.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about then New Hampshire?
New Hampshire. I mean, if the polls mean anything, and they often don't, it's Bernie will win by 5, 6, or 7. Buttigieg will come behind him by that amount. Farther down is Elizabeth Warren, followed by either Biden or Klobuchar, and then Yang. And they've had, I don't know how many polls.
Barney cheated or something the last poll to make Amy Klobuchar. Our caller Barney has a crush on Amy Klobuchar.
I saw a little bit more of it on that debate because she looked a little younger. I mean, she looked a little hotter. She looked a little better. So I'm starting to come around by Barney.
I'm going
to
do, this is another.
Look back as third grade teacher.
This is another chick thing, but this is another Elizabeth Warren lie. So I was reading a thing and it was this article talking about, haven't we come a long way that we can actually ask female candidates about their skincare? And I don't know if that's a sign of whatever, as opposed to just, being an interesting thing. But Elizabeth Warren said the only thing she ever uses on her skin is Pond's lotion, some kind of Pond something. I'm like, and she says she never washes her face. This is not true. Okay, right now I'm telling you, it's not true. Number one, she wears makeup for all the TV appearances. She's got to get that off. She washes her face. If you think that Elizabeth Warren is just using Pond's skincare cream, that's not true.
Indians have this wonderful
Indians don't age. Native American Indians like Elizabeth Warren. So on New Hampshire, your prediction?
Bernie by 5, 6, or 7. Buttigieg behind him. Warren behind him. And then either Klobuchar or Biden after that. But, you know, then they go on.
South Carolina.
Now, the one thing about expectations is Buttigieg wins, and he's not that far behind. I mean, it'll really shake everything up. Bernie wins, he's expected, so it won't. But you know, it's a game of expectations. If you beat expectations, then everybody just talks about you.
You know, it's crazy. I don't know if you saw Chris Wallace had an interview. We saw it with Bernie Sanders, where, you know, Bernie Sanders was like, oh, Trump calls me a communist. I'm not a communist. Once again, I have advice for his campaign. It's like the average person out there, Bernie, is like, oh, well, Chuck, he's only a socialist. He's not a communist, right? So I'll vote for him. It's like, I mean, Trump has done this beautifully because now he's got Bernie having to say, no, I'm not a communist. It's like, but I am a socialist. It's like, oh, that's okay.
You go back and they're quoting him saying, I don't care if you call me communist. That's
right,
okay.
Right.
And then Buttigieg's father was a Marxist professor.
Right.
So
Buttigieg is
That was the other great thing about the Academy Awards when they quoted Marx, you know.
Oh, workers of the world unite. That was the Obama people. The Obama Netflix people did that, right?
Yeah. That was great. That was wonderful.
That goes over well, too. So,
well, I don't know.
Well, you know, you get the impression either she's a communist or she didn't know what she was talking about. So,
yeah.
But all of that, I think, though, once again, is good news for Republicans. We're going to bring Randy Corcoran in about 10 minutes or so here from Colorado, and he could talk about that, too, because I think he's very involved in local politics and knows about that. Do you want to, and you guys, we're jumping all over, so call in on any topic, 888-627-6008. One thing I wanted to talk about, unless you wanted to say something more about New Hampshire?
Nope.
Okay. Is this lawsuit, a federal lawsuit that's going on in Denver. There has been a move for a few years now, and we're seeing it with all the talk about criminal justice reform. Trump is doing criminal justice reform correctly. I think he's looking at the sentences of people who appear to have been over harshly sentenced, maybe deserve to get out, and that's one thing. But what we've seen, and this is a very progressive idea, and that is that bond, so if you commit a crime and you get arrested, you know, you can get out for most crimes if you post a bond. The theory there being, in the progressive side, that is unfair to poor people who can't post the bond. I kind of get that, right? But their answer is to then let everyone out. Okay, so we've noticed in Colorado that has been an ongoing thing, particularly in Denver. What they do is you can get arrested for drugs and they let you out. You just say, okay, I pinky swear that I'm going to be back next Tuesday. You think, oh, Julie, you're making this up. I'm not making this up. This is a progressive movement to get rid of bond. You just let everybody out on the pinky swear that they're going to show back up in court when it's their due date, which of course then never happens. Doesn't matter how many crimes they have committed before. Doesn't matter that they haven't shown up in court ever before. They're letting them out. So in Denver, we have a case where people who are here in this country illegally, they have been arrested for crimes before. They have been deported multiple times before. The Denver jail, because Denver is a sanctuary city, lets them out. Okay, that's problem one. Part number two is the fact that ICE, when ICE calls the city of Denver or sends them a request for information saying, look, this person technically should be deported immediately because they've been deported before. They're here, they're a criminal alien. When they ask Denver, can you give us some of the information such as, oh, by the way, when are they actually getting out? When they bonded out, where do they bond out to? What's their information? You would think that Denver would say, yeah, these are bad people, right? They've committed crimes against Denver citizens before.
But what does the new Denver one say? I mean, I think absent a judge's order, they go to jail if they give the information.
Right. Well, so what Denver is saying is, no, we're not going to give you that information. Just last week, I sent a bunch of subpoenas to people who had been arrested, criminal, illegal aliens who are here illegally, have been deported before, have committed other crimes, and are back in Denver committing more crimes against more Denver citizens. And I said, can you give us this information so we can go get them and deport them? And Denver said, no. They said this wasn't signed by a judge, and you're absolutely right. The city policy says, and if the sheriffs cooperate, the sheriff deputy can go to jail.
Right. Well, so, at least he's going to jail.
So what is good is under Trump,
they won't have to put up a bomb.
Under Trump and the Department of Justice, ICE has now filed a motion in federal court in Denver, which is iffy, trying to compel Denver to give that information. I am just glad to see they're not letting them get away with that anymore. I have when I was a TV reporter, I covered so many cases of people who were here illegally committing crimes, deported, come back, commit more crimes. I just don't get why the city of Denver would say, no, we want to protect criminals who are preying on our citizens. If you are, let's just put it this way. If I were an American citizen who did that, they give them the information, right? If you got arrested and all that and bonded out and say Adams County called and said, hey, we think he's in Adams County. What's his address? They would let him know, right?
Yeah,
but if you're here illegally, if you have no right to be here in the first place, the city of Denver says, we will protect you. We don't care that you're carjacking people, sexually assaulting people, vehicular homicide, drunk driving. Don't care. We care more about you, the criminal, illegal alien, than we do the safety of our citizens. And they wonder why crime is going up in Denver.
Well, I think it's a good thing for the rest of Colorado, because if you're going to be here, criminal alien, selling marijuana, raping, killing, selling heroin, doing elf, you want to stay within the confines of the city, county, of Denver, because you get captured, you're out, and you have no problem. Now, you wander up to Adams County, maybe, or someplace else.
You can go to jail.
It's keeping that a tight, you know, it's kind of like Escape from New York when they made New York a penal colony.
You know, that's a brilliant light bulb idea here. Put out literature to the criminal illegal aliens.
Well, put it in Mexico,
and just put it outside the jail and say, here are the Denver city boundaries. Like, you want to be careful because you could go down, like, say, Sheridan, and one side, you're in Wheat Ridge, the other side, you're in Denver. You want to know where you are. So if you're going to carjack someone, you want to make sure that they're going north, not south, because otherwise it could bite you.
Absolutely. So I think it's all work out.
Yeah, it's like, you know, what is Denver doing to itself? And again, what are these sanctuary cities doing? I think an 888-627-6008, I think there is some move in Congress to do this, that people should be able to sue the cities that are sanctuary cities. If someone has in this country illegally.
Oh, that's in Congress. Oh, that'll pass.
Well, I know it won't pass. But I just think that they should, because to me, those people, and we had a former district attorney, Mitch Morrissey, when I did a story on this, say judges, and he's as progressive as you get, but even he said the judges that are letting these repeat criminals out on a personal recognizance bond and they go commit more crimes, he said blood is on their hands.
Well, stay in Denver.
Yeah, stay in Denver. Don't come to Westminster.
Don't come to Westminster or early any place else. Maybe Boulder, that was in.
Okay. Hey, and so somebody, if Ben Nicholas, he says he's trying to listen, but something's going on with the feed or his computer is acting up. So once again, I think the best way, if you go to bbsradio.com/Chuck and Julie Show or go to chuckandjulie.com, you should be able to get the show. Hopefully, if not,
out there,
if not, well, yeah, if, yeah, maybe guys, producers back there at BBS Radio, if you can make sure, I'm not sure otherwise. I have to know. Okay, he says, nope, all is good. So I think we're good. So
it's Ben's computer?
Well, I don't know. It could be the Democrats. Oh. The Democrats are trying to do it. So anyway, that's the thing. And I think we've had Maria back to the... there have been stories in Denver and in Colorado about crime going up, right? You look at what happened in New York City, where you've got crazy people going ahead and attacking police officers, trying to assassinate police officers. Now, granted, they're crazy, right? But then, you know, and but the city of Denver, or the city of Denver, New York City under de Blasio wants to decriminalize all kinds of things. And did you see there was a union, one of the law enforcement union said, you know, hey, don't come visit. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's, you know, don't come see us. You have launched an attack against us. And I think that's what's going on across the country. It's not just in Colorado. These sanctuary city policies, they're just foolish. And you see stories about crime going up in Denver, and not just
people leaving blue states and going to red states.
I don't know.
It's you know, part of this suicidal effort by Democrats, and they got lots of open borders.
Billions
trillions of dollars in the Green New Deal that'll produce lots of great paying jobs. because you'll need those and the country will be absolutely bankrupt.
Well, and I go back to, and we can talk to Randy about this here in a couple of seconds. I think that people are getting it, right? I think, and the surveys, polls show this, the average person maybe isn't for deporting somebody who's been in this country
for a couple of weeks.
For years and working, okay? And we don't want to get into that.
How do you know?
But I don't, well, okay, that's, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think that there is a sentiment out there, right? On the other hand, though, I don't think maybe like three people think that it's a good idea to have somebody who is here illegally committing crimes, been deported, comes back, commits more crimes, get arrested, comes back, and gets arrested again. Well, that person
I think
should
it's
be
more
set.
Than three people, because you have 13 on the city council and you have a mayor, all of which, except just maybe Denver. Kevin Flynn, would agree with that. So it's got to be more than three.
Let's go ahead and bring Anil Mathai up. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Anil.
Hey, good afternoon. A quick question for Chuck. Can a municipality overrule the federal immigration law like that?
Oh, sure. Anything they want to.
Well, no. Let's start first of all legally, and then let's go to practicality.
Well, okay. Do states overcome federal law? No, but you've watched it in marijuana. Do counties get to overcome states on gun laws? Well, theoretically, no, but we've got lots of wonderful sanctuary counties. So it's, you know,
we'll see, Anil, because they filed a motion to compel, and it'll be interesting to see, Chuck, your read on the federal district court judges in Denver.
I think all of them were appointed by Obama.
There are some of them way before Obama, even too.
Not way before, district court judges tend to come and go a lot more than, let's say, appeals court judges. I think all of them in Denver.
So no one can be arrested, Chuck, for intentionally, like the mayor can't be arrested.
Oh, they won't. I mean, as a practical matter, they won't. I mean, whether in theory they could arrest him for, there's a federal statute about assisting and harboring a known illegal alien. They could be charged under that act. And there are other acts they could be charged on. But who's going to charge him? DA? Beth McCann?
Remember the Oakland mayor tipped everybody off on that ICE raid? I don't know why she was not arrested.
Yeah.
No. Right, Anil, you're right. And what's your sense, Anil? I think that before Trump, and I can attest to this because when I was at the TV station, people would get arrested, right? And I would try to point out that they were illegal aliens, which, by the way, is the legal term, right? Number one, I was told we couldn't call them illegal aliens. And number two, at the TV station, this is Fox 31, they said that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I'm like, it has everything to do with everything. If they weren't, they wouldn't have killed that kid. They wouldn't have done this if they had been deported one of the first four times that they were arrested.
No wonder you get let go.
Yeah, well, here we are doing a podcast. But I think, though, that under the Trump administration, people are allowed to talk about this now. And I think that there are a lot of people out there, and Anil, you do a lot of traveling, who are like, wait a minute, I didn't realize that's what they were doing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think what they're doing is basically, breaking the law and saying that they can't be touched. And until you arrest the mayor of Oakland, until you arrest the mayor of Denver, and until you start going in and, the Department of Justice goes in and arrests these people are not going to stop. It's just going to be out of control. So they have a duty also to the Constitution and the federal government to take care of the immigration laws. And if they're breaking that, they are aiding and abetting basically these illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
If they're not prosecuted and punished and thrown in jail, this won't stop. They need to be arrested and thrown in jail immediately.
Well, maybe after Trump gets elected for a second
term. And the good news is, Anil, I think I find it interesting that ICE is now not just taking this saying, oh, well, we tried, right?
Yeah, right.
Not only did they issue the subpoenas, they did it wisely. They took some good cases, right? They, sex assault, vehicular homicide, and others, and they filed a motion then, right? And they said, okay, well, let's let a judge weigh in on this. And so I think that that's, the good thing. Somebody's saying our audio. Oh, okay. I don't know, guys. The audio seems to be doing something kind of weird. I had another text from Ben Nicholas that was going in and out. So we'll work on that on the technical end. But Anil, hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. I think we lost him. Okay.
All right. Well, we had glitches at the radio station.
Oh, God. I shouldn't say that old gall like that. Should we try? And I want to get Randy Corcoran.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Randy on.
So, hey, Randy Corcoran probably needs no introduction. He's a talk show host at 710 KNUS. He's the hardest working guy there. I can assure you that. He's
great attorney.
Great attorney. He's in charge of the Arapahoe County Tea Party. Hey, Randy, thank you for joining us.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
We can.
All right, I'm trying to figure out the camera side of this thing.
So there should be, okay, I'm walking everybody through. If you ever want to call us on Zoom, you can. Just text me and give you the meeting number. At the bottom of the Zoom screen, Randy. No,
I clicked it. It's making me go into my settings. Click the Zoom camera.
It's not working?
But it won't let me out. But as long as we can hear each other, I guess that's...
Well, that's too bad because you have really great hair, Randy. You have great hair for... you have great hair for TV as well. Okay, well, first off, let's thank you very much for kindly inviting us to the Tea Party meeting tomorrow night. Why don't you go ahead and tell folks what...
When, where, how.
And all that.
Sure, yeah. Arapahoe Tea Party. Our monthly meeting is the second Tuesday of every month. That's tomorrow. 6:30 to 8:30 at the South Metro Fire Rescue Building in Centennial. And real easy for people to find if they want to go on Facebook to the Arapahoe Tea Party page. There's also an event up for it. You guys will be the star speakers. So looking forward to seeing you guys in person. And the other way people can get information if they don't, some folks who still aren't using social media, shame on you all.
Yeah.
If you're not, is just send me an email at 710KNUS.com, wake up with Randy Corcoran, and there's an email, the show box. I'll get people directions and the whole nine yards.
That'd be great.
What about
who else you got?
Well, we're going to be talking about the, the upcoming caucus and assembly.
Right.
Some of the candidates, the big Trump rally coming up next week.
We want to try and get
people to move from conversation to action because it's time.
What are you, Randy? I see Trump coming here. We've all been asking for years, frankly. What your interpretation or analysis of him coming to Colorado? And Cory Gardner apparently going to be front and center with him on stage, even going to be able to address the crowd a little bit himself, too.
Yeah, well, definitely. This is a Trump rally in support of Cory Gardner. And I had Cory on my radio show Saturday for about 20, 25 minutes, very enthusiastic about the president, about the president's visit. I saw an editorial in one of the online newspapers today that was saying, that's it for Cory, because he's attaching himself to Trump and because he voted properly in the impeachment sham. But I think it's a great sign. I think it's the first of several visits. I think Trump is seriously targeting states that they wouldn't have considered fighting for 4 years ago because, you know, everything is on a continued steady increase. His popularity, the economy, stock market. Obviously, we got this coronavirus kind of putting the brakes on things a little bit. But I think he plans to play hard and play strong here, and I think that bodes well for Cory Gardner and vice versa.
Did you read John Caldera's article, or Conservatives Ready for the Oncoming Tsunami?
I did not. Is that his latest in Colorado?
Yeah, Colorado politics.
The gist of it is he was pointing at the 2018, and actually I think he was pointing to the 2018 election, and we and you have talked about this on your show as well, where, you know, Republicans, you know, lost overwhelmingly, the worst loss ever. And it was saying is this a sign of things to come in terms of, you know, voter registration, things like that. Now, we have always said, and I think you've agreed with us to a certain extent, that I think there are a lot more maybe Trump supporters, conservatives out there than people would think in Colorado, that Colorado
is not.
That's
not really what he said. He said if 2018 was a wave, 2020 is going to be a tsunami, and Republicans are going to get utterly crushed in Colorado all across the board. That was his article. You can agree with it or disagree.
That's what I'm saying.
But that was his article.
Well, that's interesting. Julie and I were at a meeting this morning where there were some representatives from Cory's campaign, and one of the issues that came up in one of the conversations was that, people should not forget about the 150 or 200,000 Trump voters from 2016 that did not vote at all in 2018.
Right.
Those were there for the getting. Cory Gardner's been doing a whole lot of very positive coming up with some very positive results statewide. And contrary to what you'll hear on the news or read in the newspaper, he's been getting putting his face in front of an awful lot of people all over the state, maybe with the exception of Denver and Boulder. But I don't know. You know, it's so hard to predict what's going to happen 9 months from now. But the trajectory in this state, in New Hampshire, in New Jersey, just based on the success of this president and the insanity of the Democrats, I think bodes well for everybody. At least I'm going to believe that right up until Election Day, because otherwise we got nothing to fight for.
No, yeah, I agree.
That's right. Well, you know, if they nominate Bernie Sanders, which I think is, you know, 50-50, whether it's him or Bloomberg or maybe Buttigieg, but if they nominate Sanders, I think it'll bring a lot of states into play.
Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly. And it's sure going to be a lot of fun between now and then. Every day is just... It's like performance art watching Donald Trump live in the heads of people.
Oh yeah, what do you make of today? Apparently, the mainstream media, the corporate media, are freaking out. First, Trump gets rid of the Vindmans. Now they found out whoever the anonymous person was
who wrote
the op-ed in the New York Times Resistance, and they're like, that person's gone too. As if somehow Trump doesn't have the right to get rid of people trying to backstab him. What do you make? I mean, to me, I think Trump is like, okay, the impeachment's behind me now. I get the feeling that Trump is, it's not like he's, you know, just kind of sitting around saying, oh, well, hopefully we'll just coast into it. I got a feeling there's a lot of fighting in him still, huh?
Well, you know, we've had this conversation before. I think I've heard you guys say it. I've certainly said it a lot when I've been on the air, that timing is everything. And I believe that there is a reason that some of these deep state investigations and evaluations have been moving at the slow pace that they needed to move. But now the Mueller report's long gone. The impeachment sham is over. Barr and Durham and everybody else have been doing their work for quite some time. And there's no better time than as we get into summer and start working toward the election to start having these people, you know, called in for testimony. Lindsey Graham is going to have to put on his inner Brett Kavanaugh champion self and quit talking and start doing. But he's talking so much, it's hard to believe he doesn't intend to start doing now that
it's been a while, but yeah, you're absolutely right. Did you read, and there's been in a couple of sites, although it hasn't broken out generally, is that McCabe and Strzok are being arrested this week?
It's been all over on Twitter. I mean, and it, you know, you see stuff like that and you go, yeah, I've been hearing that for a while.
Right.
But then you start to see some of the other sources that are adopting it and retweeting it. This could be a fascinating week.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, people are going to want to listen to you on Saturday at 7:10 CAN US 9 to noon for sure. And I'm going to be with you on that, because not on the show, but I mean in your assessment, because I think, like you said, you look at Trump getting rid of the Vindmans. They're, you know, getting rid of all the Obama deep
state.
Schumer
wants investigation.
Right. Yeah, at the NSC. I mean, it looks to me like Trump is moving now, and that he, you know, he's not naive, if he ever was, about the swamp. I think he truly understands it. And I agree with you. I think that this time these rumors might have some truth behind them.
When the response of the left to that victory speech he gave in the White House is to say things like, well, this is Donald Trump. He's dark. He's deep in his mind, and he's concerned. He's disturbed. This guy is having more. Have you ever seen anybody have more fun with everything they can do every day? And it's just a blast to watch and be a part of it.
That's absolutely true.
I've got some podcast questions.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure.
And I think I figured out the camera. What I'd have to do is restart the computer. So the next time we try and do this, I bet we're going to be, because it allowed me to change the settings, but then it says you got to restart. But first of all, no commercials, no bathroom breaks.
Well, actually, we've got a couple sponsors who are talking about coming on, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I think we'll do the commercials beginning and end. Yeah,
but so there would be some breaks. Oh, it'd be at the beginning and the end. Yeah, initially.
That's what I think. And well, unless we get flooded, then we may have to sit them in. Yeah, you're right. No bathroom breaks. So if you see one of us, duck out.
Has that ever happened yet?
Not yet.
We have a dog barking. So our dog Tiger is. We won't bring her. Well, I'll show her. This is Tiger's appearance.
This is an attack Pomeranian. were dangerous dogs known to America.
Once again, this is Tiger. She was sleeping, though. She's like, what are people doing to me?
And then this cool microphone, man. That thing is, it's crystal clear.
Is it good? Okay.
In the middle. That's really nice. Is that something you had on hand, or did you buy it for this?
Oh, no.
We totally have these. No, you know who was really helpful to us in case anybody, like I said, if Chuck and I can do a podcast, you too can do a podcast. Mark Crawley at 710 CAN US said, here's what you want to get. At first, we tried it without it, and that didn't work. And Chuck, the only thing you have to watch, Randy, is Chuck will scooch it over toward him more.
Well, you need maybe get the flashcard pops up that says, let Julie finish.
Exactly.
We're missing that little thing. Let Chuck finish.
Although I've gone back to my TV days as opposed to radio days. You know, you have to put like, and you've seen me, Randy, without makeup, without just kind of wandering in with a baseball cap. You can't, for our listeners and our viewers' sake, we won't be doing that.
No, and I always look naturally
beautiful. That's right. So
I always thought the one thing about podcasts is you could do them in your jammies, but now with the video and everything.
Yeah, the video adds a lot.
It does it a lot. And I got to give credit to the guys at BBS Radio. I think there are not very many people or shows anywhere really doing what we're doing here. And that is live, local, call-in, video and audio. We're live streaming it on our Facebook page. It's going out on their Facebook page, YouTube. I mean, it's really pretty cool.
Well, it's just crystal clear. I mean, the I know I don't have my camera turned on, but I can see you guys like you're in the chair right across the thing. And so it makes it so much more fun. And are you streaming on Facebook as well?
Yep. You stream on Facebook, Chuck and Julie on Facebook too. Yeah. And that, you know, that we'll figure out the camera thing too, because I think people can, and we'll have to do it like one of our shows, do like an explainer. People, if they want to, it's just like a Zoom conference call, right? And so you can join the meeting if you want to. You just got to, as you said, you got to click on it beforehand.
Yeah. I think it's because it was active. I couldn't flip the camera on. So I should have checked in with you ahead of time. But
that's right. I've become a Zoom expert on that, which is scary. It's kind of like the other day, somebody at the newspaper office was asking me because they wanted to do a podcast. And I'm like, this is the blind leading the blind here.
Well, she's gotten pretty good, actually. I mean, she's really learning a lot.
No, thank you. So, Randy, why don't you tell folks where they can hear you and the meeting one more time?
Sure. Well, I'm doing the 9 to noon slot Saturdays on 710 KNUS. And Deborah Flora has stepped into the old slot that you guys and that I have had in the past from 6 to 9. And they're both great slots. I mean, the audiences, they're different audiences. There's no question about it, but they're very engaged, very active. You can follow me on Twitter at Randy Corcoran. I do an awful lot of social media work now. Followers are great. And it's the great equalizer for us when we don't have Hollywood, we don't have schools, we don't have ABC, CBS, NBC. That is how we continue to build the movement and stay in touch. So those of us who have been waiting so long to get invested into this social media, it's easy, it's fun, and it's important for this election. And then we'll see everybody at the Arapaho Tea Party tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30, South Metro Fire Rescue. And people can Google that. They can email you or whatever, or send an email to me, and we'll make sure we get them there.
All right.
Sounds great, Randy.
Thank you so much, sir. We'll see you later. Thanks.
People still miss you at 7:10 too. I want you to know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we miss all of them too. So.
All right.
All right, thanks, Randy. Randy Corcoran there. Chuck and Julie here. I know we've seen Ben. Some people have been trying to call in. And so if you want to go ahead and do that now, you can. If you want to call in through Zoom, Ben knows how to do that. Or you can just, you know, call into the show, 888-627-6008. Here, we've had some text. So excuse me. The only thing is I have to put on my glasses to read the text. That's the only thing. Okay, Ben had to go away. But people can call in now, 888-627-6008. You know, one other thing I wanted to talk about, unless did you have anything?
I got lots, but go ahead.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No,
go ahead. Okay, she's being polite. There was an interesting House bill. We talked a little bit about this on Friday in the show, but the Colorado legislature, it's House Bill 20-1114. Okay. Here again, it's kind of one of those things you'd think we wouldn't really need a law for this, but now we do. And I just wanted to try to set the record straight a little bit on that. Yep, they're connect. He's connecting. So hang on a second. But what this bill would do is essentially, it's a parental rights bill, right? It would say that you can't, doctors can't prescribe medication that would, the words they use is mutilate or sterilize children, right? Minors. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is transgender medication, medication that would be used to alter somebody's.
You'd think they want at least the parents to know, right?
You'd think that this
you're looking a little different.
Right. And then the bill doesn't say anything that, you know, you can't be transgender. It doesn't say anything about who you identify or how you identify. It simply says that you can't do this if you can't do it if the person is a minor, right? You'd think, now it's going to be killed on Thursday, but this is one of those things, and they're trying to portray it as anti-LGBTQ. It's not anti anything. What it is pro parental rights, and it's pro giving parents control over their minors, and it prevents. We talked about it on the show before. We had that one where the mother and the father were fighting, right? Where the mother wanted to give the 3-year-old, wanted to give them all the medication to transgender and to grow because a 3-year-old boy said he thought he was a girl. And then the father had to fight in court. So, hey, we got Ben back though. So we'll go to Ben here right now. Ben joining us on Zoom. Hey, Ben.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I had to figure this thing out because I was going into withdrawal. I guys, the other site just kept intermittently showing your image and your feed. So I'm not sure what was going on there. I don't think it's my computer because it just keeps coming up.
Which site were you at? Were you on?
What was the site that was the confusing one?
It was the BBS radio site. It's okay. You know, in the corner where it says hit live. I would do that, and then you would freeze, and you'd just go silent. And so there underneath it says join on that link. So that's what I did. I had to go through that way. And you may have noticed I was on there a couple of times trying to figure out what's going on there. So that's I just need your input for my daily activities. So I'm starting to shake, you know. So. I just had to listen to you guys and listen to Randy, and I heard Anil only when he said he had a question. So that was all I heard. So are you guys going to the Tea Party meeting? Is that what?
Yes. Then it's Arapahoe County Tea Party.
You don't have to be from Arapahoe County.
And lots of
folks. Are you going to be there, Ben?
I'm thinking about going.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'll be just hanging around the back there quietly. So.
Yeah. And one of these times, Ben is a neighbor of ours. He lives across the golf course. Maybe one of these shows, Ben, will turn our computer around and you can stand on your deck and you can wave at us.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, you guys got a great show. And I love this, you know, this format that you have. It's so refreshing to see you guys. I know it's just like sitting in your studio, you know, and I don't think that the radio listeners get that opportunity to see your facial reactions.
Right.
That's really important.
Right. Well, it's fun too. And, you know, I think we're going to do is put up on our website, chuckandjulie.com, sort of a user's guide so that you guys can figure out if you want to be seen as well. Right.
Right.
And
then, right.
Chuck keeps talking about starting a conservative dating site.
I mean, nobody wants to date a tard. Nobody. And in the picture up there, people go, well, that's just my type. I love that person.
And they can't fake it, right? It can't be like, you see, this is a picture.
A high school photograph. No, but you want it. I mean.
Right. You know, if I were allow you to see my image here, you'd just see it. I'm sure you guys would just put up a picture of a really old guy.
Well, we would have said Brad Pitt until last night. Now nobody wants to be Brad Pitt anymore.
He's confusing. I don't know. I didn't even watch it.
He just took a shot at John. He said, I get my speech, but it's something like I get 45 seconds, which is longer than John Bolton got in the impeachment thing. It's like never mentioning the fact that they didn't actually subpoena him, right? Because they didn't want to lose it in court. It's like, and there are 18 witnesses. It's just such a joke. Before we let you go, I mean, your thoughts on this. Did you see that John Caldera, who writer for the Denver Post, Independence Institute,
used to be Denver.
The Devil's Advocate. He had a column in the Colorado Springs Gazette, since the Post got rid of him because he wouldn't use the right pronouns. Oh, there we see Randy Corcoran.
Yeah, I see him. Thumbs up.
There we go. Ben, you see? So Ben, you got to compete with Randy. He said that he's worried about a tsunami in 2020. If 2018 was a wave election, 2020 is going to be a tsunami. What do you think?
A tsunami of Republicans coming out in Colorado?
No. Tsunami so, getting overwhelmed.
Getting drowned by Democrats.
Oh, I think that's probably true in Colorado anyway. I don't think it's nationwide.
No.
I just don't think that our state leadership has really got an idea as to how to play this game. You know, this is a game where the rules change. And the unfortunate thing is that our side, our team, if you will, has not put together things that the left is doing. They're playing by the new rules. We're playing by the old rules.
And the new rules that they invented for themselves.
Exactly.
And the Republicans seem to have missed it. They're like, oh.
Right. You know, they're out there really, they have a team that they put on the ground and do the ballot harvesting. Yep. They're also extremely litigious. And so that's something we're not until we learn to be litigious as well as do the ballot harvesting, everything that they're, what we're allowed to do.
Right.
That's when we start being competitive once again and becoming an active party. And that I'm afraid that Randy may be right. I don't know if it's
Randy. Randy's more optimistic.
But John Caldera.
John Caldera.
Oh, John Caldera. Yeah. I'm thinking he's probably right. That unless, you know, I'm just not seeing it. I'm just not seeing the enthusiasm. I mean, I listened to one of the party leaders the other night at our executive meeting, and it's just the same game plan. It's the same thing, expecting a different result. Mm. And it's sad to say that, but that's true.
All right. Well, hopefully not. Hey, Ben, listen, we got to let you go. We've got some other calls. Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your persistence. And thank you. Always let us know, too, if there are difficulties, because that's how we get them fixed.
And do you mind if I just, I don't know if I can sit quietly here and just watch this way, because the other way wasn't working for me.
Yeah, you can. And I think maybe if Don at BBS can mute you, I think he's sending us secret bat signals here. He says, sure, you can. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Don can mute you, or you might be able to mute yourself. In the meantime, though, just in case, this is always the thing about TV, don't swear. I guess you can actually hear.
You can. This isn't TV. Controlled by the FCC.
You can come in. So Ben.
We feel the swear, you know. Big jokes and all those things.
Thank you, Ben. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Let's bring up Iggy from Colorado right now. Hey, Iggy, it's good to hear from you.
Comrades.
Hi.
Long time to talk to.
That's right. How are you doing?
Old fat and real ugly. I thought it was really quite humorous. It wasn't humorous that when they dropped your show, but it was humorous on Facebook after your show got dropped to see 300 people leaving comments on that Facebook page, on a Facebook page that probably only didn't have very many likes on it before, and they were all out of state and never heard your show before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the AstroTurfers, right? These are people, it's a concerted effort, and not just us. This is what happens anytime there's a cancel culture. It's a cottage industry of people who are paid to do that. You're absolutely, I mean, these are people who never even heard of us. And
they'd call and say, you know, I used to listen to you in the morning, but I'm not going to do that anymore. You're going to go, we're in the afternoon. Whatever you are. Yeah.
Well, but we're back here with the podcast.
I actually had some fun with them because I was interacting with a few of them who had actually, you know, were actually looking at it. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good for
what
you.
What I really wanted to talk about was you had a great show on Friday with Jan Cook.
Yeah.
And I think that's her name.
Yes.
Bringing out what they're trying to do in Colorado against parenting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My big thing is that we've got our governor, we got the Cory Gardner and Donald Trump are going to have a meeting next week, I think it is, in Colorado Springs. And God, talk about an issue to campaign on.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I think you're right, Iggy.
Trump,
and it's a legitimate issue. I mean,
Donald Trump and the left waffle back. They'd have to, you know, charge forward. So
no,
I mean,
you're right.
It's great.
So they should put them on the defense, right? Rather than letting us say, oh, it's this anti.
Let these jerks sneak this crap through? I mean, in some volunteer work I do, I deal with what actually happens when these laws are passed, when parents can't get their help their children because their children won't let them have access to their medical records.
Yeah.
So it's just really sad, but I wanted to throw that out there and see.
Well, that's great. Right. Hey, Gabe, we got only a couple minutes left. We got a lot of people calling in, so great to hear from you.
Well, great to hear from you.
Thanks so much.
How about let's go ahead and get
Hugh.
Father Hugh. Father Hugh.
I'm here.
All right.
We can hear you. Welcome.
I just wanted to get my library card stamped, and you know, last week was thrilling and overwhelming. And more to the point, you know, the regulars, we're trying to spread the word.
Well, thank you.
There are some of the regulars, like, you know, Aaron and Eric and whatever. We don't know how to reach them. And do you have any ideas? And
you know,
I wonder if I could buy a little ad in the Cherry Creek Chronicle.
You're so good,
your
Hugh.
Information.
You know, I think we are working on that. One of the things we wanted to do, just sort of long term, you know, we're doing it 3 days a week. Who knows where it's going to go? We have been thrilled with the response, and we cannot thank everybody enough, and we can't thank the folks at BBS Radio enough either. We're talking with some various, shall we say, outlets about maybe doing some advertising. And because you're right. I mean, it's kind of hard to get the word out if people don't know, right? But we appreciate everything that you guys are doing.
Before the time runs out, I just got my Cherry Creek Chronicle and saw the marvelous editorial. I have yet to read it.
Oh, you got to read it. Tell me what you think. Give me a call and tell me what you think.
Pardon me?
Give me a call after you've read it and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'm steamed about the whole thing. Well, about you and Kirk, and it's this cancel movement, and I call it the marriage of stupidity to cowardice.
Right. And, you know, and it cuts both sides, right? You see, you know, Gayle King there's like this whole war going on with her and which is like Snoop Dogg. It's not going to be a war with Snoop Dogg, but it's a similar kind of thing. And I hope you, and let me, we got a couple of minutes, well, not about a minute here. I think that it's starting to boomerang on them. I think people are starting, number one, to see through it and understand that a lot of it is manufactured outrage. It's not real outrage. And number two, I don't think people like seeing people get attacked and death threats and things like that just for saying
fired.
Something. Yeah, or fired.
Fired.
I hate it. And it's speech. Come on. And forgive me, Julie, but the one more elevated perception. In a sense, you know, under the First Amendment, the government can't shut us down. But what's happening here is the private sector is achieving kind of the same thing.
Yeah, same net effect, yeah.
You watch what you say or we'll get you fired.
Right.
And not just fired, we will threaten to kill you. We will try to destroy you, right? It's not just get you fired, even. That's not even good enough.
You want to hear something? We saved some of the great death threats, and maybe we'll plan some.
No. Well, Hugh, listen, we got to go now. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, we always love hearing from you.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Okay, so that is going to wrap it up. We will be back on Wednesday. We hope to have, if this plane doesn't get canceled again, Ted Trimpa, our Democrat strategist friend.
Yeah, give his analysis.
To weigh in. I bet, I kind of wonder whether his plane got canceled or whether he just didn't want to talk about Iowa.
He's happy to.
And a lot going on. Who knows, maybe Strzok McCabe will get fired by then. A lot of stuff going on.
Failed.
Yep, if you came in late, you want to miss it, we're going to put this up on our YouTube channel. It'll be also in the archives at chuckandjulie.com. And you can also go to the BBS radio site. And thank you, everybody, for calling in, and thank you for listening.
Take care. See you Wednesday.